that game wasn't a bad day down in Bendigo. Found my way, and yeah, I did get actually a couple calls and all that after that game. So going into that game, I was a chance. I was always a chance to get drafted. That game probably really put me name up in the lights, and definitely got me to where I am now.
Hey guys, before we start this episode, a big shout out to the Southern Slugs Footy Club and their support the last couple of years. They've been amazing. And speaking of the Southern Slugs, there's a big event that's happening over the Geelong weekend this year. It's over there in Bali. It's called the Bali Masters. So over 35s, over 45s and over 55s men. And the one and only Richard Champion, that ex-AFL legend from the Brisbane Lions, is playing in it. And there'll be a bit of comedy as well from Tommy Seagate, better known as the Suburban Footballer, of course, a social media sensation. So it's going to be absolutely awesome over there. And we're better to go as well than Bali for a Geelong weekend. So check out the Southern Slugs Football Club Facebook page for more details. It's going to be an absolute ripper. Well, what a pleasure it is to have Lachie Charlson, pick number 52 in last year's draft, one of the new draftees to the Port Adelaide Power. Great to have you on the show, mate.
Nah, thanks for having me. Really looking forward to it.
Now, as I mentioned, last year, pick number 52. What was your reaction like when your name got called out? And did you have an inkling that you were going to go to Port, or was there some other clubs that sort of sniffed around as well there, Lachie?
Yeah, so I did have an inkling that Port were definitely on the table. I did only meet with them, five days before the draft. So they came over and had a good chat with them. They gave me no yes or no answer. They'll take me, but had a good inkling that they might be one of the teams that are more interested. So, to get my name called out on that night was definitely a relief. It was a bit of a stressful night with just me and mum and dad and the siblings and the dog at home watching it on the big screen. But that was an unreal night and something I won't forget for a long time.
I can imagine the phone would have been going absolutely nuts that night after you got drafted.
Yeah, it was. It was. I didn't do too much on the phone that night, actually. I was just kind of, tell the boys to come over and then the family to come over. And then I kind of put the phone down and had a couple odd phone calls now and then. But the old man, he didn't get off the phone all night. He had all his mates calling him and that. So he was probably more glued to his phone than I was that night.
And your good mate Tom as well, you can pronounce his surname for us because I'm not going to bother trying that. He got drafted to
Port. It's a bit of a tricky one. I'm not even all over yet, but Anastopoulos.
Anastopoulos, there you go. I'm glad you did it first. So.
Yeah, I might be a bit wrong there, but it's difficult now.
Well, he got drafted to Port as well, a good mate of yours. What's it like having Tom at the club? And, no doubt both would have been absolutely wrapped for each other to both get drafted at the same time.
Yeah, definitely. So I met Tom early in the year going through the big country ranks, trying out for the team there as we're both small forwards. So we spent a bit of time together. We slept in the same compartment and all that every game before big country and that. So I got to meet him early in the year and got the Snapchat and all that and kept in contact all year. So never knew that he would be now living together over in Adelaide. But no, it makes it a lot easier with the someone that I really trust and know well to move over out of home. And him being here makes it a lot easier and makes me feel more at home. So it's great.
And Ballarat boy growing up, and you played your footy in recent times with the GWV Rebels. That's where you got picked up from. Talk about last year, because kicked 8 goals in a game. Do you feel as though that was a game where you thought maybe, did you have a few clubs contact you after that particular game and think, oh, maybe I'm a chance here to get drafted?
Yeah, so that was a good day. So yeah, I did play my footy at the GWV Rebels back. It's located in Ballarat, but has Horsham, Warrnambool, and many other towns around that side of Victoria. But yeah, that game wasn't a bad day. Game down in Bendigo, found my way, and yeah, I did get actually a couple calls and all that after that game. So going into that game, I was a chance. I was always a chance to get drafted. That game probably really put me name up in the lights and definitely got me to where I am now. So happy I rocked up that day. So it was good.
And we're talking off air before as well. Quite hilarious. Now, Ken Hinckley rang you and you actually didn't know who he was. Is that true?
Yeah. So I'll say about 10 minutes after my name got called out that night, one of the few I actually picked up that night, it was Ken, and Ken was on the other side of the line, and he just congratulated me on getting picked up. And it was a blank number, obviously, because I didn't have Ken's contacting me phone. So I was like, sorry, who is this? Sorry. And he goes, it's, I've got a pretty recognizable voice. And I'm like, oh, I kind of know who this voice is, but I don't want to say just to be, I don't know. But then he goes, the coach of Port Adelaide. And I had a complete mental blank and I was just frozen the spot. And I'm like, I forgot your name. Sorry. And he goes, Ken Inkley. I'm like, jeez, Ken.
I bet you he'll never let you leave that one down.
Nah, he probably won't. Tommy had the same kind of idea, but he played off a bit better than I did. He got through the phone call without, I think, Ken exactly knowing that he didn't know his name. But, yeah, it's quite funny, that.
That's brilliant. And in terms of growing up, I mentioned before you grew up in Ballarat. You've got a younger brother as well that's potentially a chance to get drafted this year, and you've got a younger sister. What was life like growing up? Because no doubt there must have been some pretty fierce, you know, backyard cricket games, backyard basketball, what have you.
Yeah, definitely. So me and my brother are 18 months apart. So makes it good growing up, having someone always around the house, always same hobbies sort of thing. So always up for kicking front yard, bit of basketball, whatever it is. And I'm very competitive. So growing up, I have a bit of land at home. So kicking the foot in the front yard, definitely got our hand now and then. And I was probably a bit more of a early developer than he was. So I was probably a bit bigger than he was. He's bigger than me now, or taller. I wouldn't say stronger, but he's taller than me now. But so there was a bit of blood now and then. But it was all in good spirit. And definitely benefited us both, and played a bit against Dad as well. But he's got a bit of a crook back, so if he tried to play against us now, he would get torn to shreds, I reckon. So
I was gonna ask you where the influence came from with your footy. You know, where did that first start, and was it your dad, or was it someone else that got you into it?
No, it was definitely my dad. So my dad, he had a bit of an early career, a couple of injuries set him back. So he finished up early 20s, mid 20s, but he played footy all over the joint. So he played a bit in Horsham, back home Ballarat, back out in the country, Creswick out there. And also actually played over in West Adelaide for a couple of years, played out here. So he lived here for a while. So he knew a bit about Adelaide before I got here. So he's very happy that I'm here. And yeah, but he was definitely the main man that got me kicking the footy around. And he was the reason why I love footy so much.
And where'd you play your juniors, Lockie?
Yeah, so I played my juniors at East Point. So a great club. So originally called East Ballarat, but when I came into it, Golden Point and East Point were like both the senior club of the same club, but Golden Point folded. So we got called East Point. So played all my juniors from under nines on the cold Sunday mornings to Saturday arvos with the seniors. So yeah, I love that place to bits. They've done so much for me. Really looking forward to hopefully getting back there once or twice this year and supporting all grades throughout the day. But yeah, East Point. So if anyone in the Ballarat region has listened to this, quick plug, go to East Point. So there you go.
And it does get pretty cold in Ballarat, as we've heard many a time from the players that play over there, especially like the Adelaide Crows who go and play the Dogs and stuff in what have you in the middle of June. So you must be pretty well acclimatised to the cold weather that's going to be upon you coming, you know, going forward with the footy seasons and what have you.
Yeah, so it is very cold back home. You never quite get used to the cold. It's always something that it hurts coming out of halftime, especially when you're all warmed up and it hurts that. But coming up here, it's a lot hotter. This preseason's been very hot, and that's probably one of the biggest struggles I've had, running around in the heat up here. But it's very cold back home. But I love it a bit back home, so it wouldn't change the world.
And in terms of your living arrangements at the moment, you're living in Westlake. So you're living with teammates or with the family, or what's the situation there, Lockie?
Yes, I'm with Tommy, actually. So me and Tommy are in a house just over in Westlake. So we're literally 6-8 minutes from the club. So it helps a lot getting there and getting to the club on day off as well, just around the corner. But yeah, me and Tommy are in here. So got the cooking, the cleaning, all that sorted. So far, no problems. It's a well-oiled machine here. So we're going well. Oh,
how good. Living with mates is just the best, isn't it?
Yeah, it is great. You always dream about it. Now it's great. So.
And who does all the cooking in the house, or are you taking in turns?
No, I'm the cooker. I don't mind the cooking. So I've actually really got around it since coming up here, so trying to do a bit of this and that in the kitchen. He runs the barbecues though, so he's not too bad with eggs and all that. But yeah, so we all play at Bart and it's good.
And when you're not training, what's the outside life look like for Lockie?
The outside life, early days was a lot of sleeping. I was very tired early days. But now coming back after Christmas and being acclimatised to the AFL environment, I like to get out to the beach, especially on the hot days. The hot days, 20 degrees here, so I'll get to the beach most days, which is great. Play a bit of golf as well. Love the little par 3 course over in Semaphore. I'll get around that a fair bit. And then also just like to get down towards Henley, walk Rundle Mall as well. It's awesome getting through there in the day. So, yeah, it's pretty relaxed at the moment because training's pretty intense. But, yeah, you have to ask me again in season and see how that's all going.
I always hear players talking about the PlayStation and that being a bit of a hobby. Are you into that as well, like your gaming and stuff? Or
yeah, so I'm not a massive gamer, but I didn't really play the PlayStation last year or any year really. But Tommy has a PlayStation upstairs, and the FIFA tournaments here get pretty intense. so he's got the better of me at the moment, but I've knocked him off once or twice. So yeah, it's definitely, I'm definitely an improvement, and it's all fun and games, but it gets a bit competitive.
And your first impressions of Adelaide? Had you been here much before?
Yeah, I haven't really spent much time here before, but I came here, I reckon it was 2019, 2018. I was stopped through here for two nights or a night. And it was actually one of the hottest days on record at Adelaide. So I think it was 49 degrees, pushing 50 that day. So I didn't really get out of my apartment too often that day because you got outside, you burned to a crisp. But besides that, this is probably my first time being in Adelaide for a good chunk of time, and I'm now loving it. It's a big, big country town, so I can't complain, and the people are great. Everyone's always friendly. I don't know who you are most of the time, but everyone's real friendly, so it's great.
And tell us about day one, what it was like being down at Alberton, Lockie, and do you have mentors down there as well?
Yeah, so day one started last year, and us draftees, all four of us, so me, Tommy, Will and Xavier, spent a couple of days down in West Beach with the recruiting Jeff Parker there. So we all got to training together and met all the boys and all that, which was unreal. But that was definitely a day I remember for a long time. But what was the second part of that question?
Sorry, I was just asking if you had like a mentor down at the club and stuff as
mentor,
well.
Yeah, so they're all great. All coaches are great, from forward-line coach to back-line coach. They all willing to have their own point of view on what to do and what not to do. But Ken's great. Obviously, he's always up for a chat. He's a very, very funny man. He's a caring man. So he's made the transition very much, much easier. And I'm speaking on behalf of all the boys as well. They all think the same. But the development coach, Jace Williams, he's new to Port as well. So he's coached Bacchus Marsh last year, which is where a lot of my mates are from. So I didn't know of him before I went to Port, but he spent a lot of time with me and a lot of us younger boys developing our game, and he's invited us over for dinner and all that, which is bonus. And he's a great man, so he's been real good.
And no doubt that Chad Corns and those sort of guys tend to get their rigs out a fair bit as well at training already, Lockie.
Yeah, Chad, he's in good shape for his age, so he's a great man, Chad. And if I look like that when I'm his age, I'll be very happy. So
you and me both, mate.
Yeah, I'll do it.
And in terms of, you know, you've only been there for a short time, but who are some of the funny teammates, and have you come across any pranks so far? Or
they all got their little humour, all of them. Like Jackson Mead, Lockie Jones, they're quite funny when they get together. Zach Butters, he's got a little quirky little laugh that he's got, and he loves to get under everyone's skin, so he's great. Tommy's he's a prankster. Xavier Walsh, the other draftee that's come in, he's great as well. But everyone's got a little bit of cheekiness to him. I suppose you have to have a bit of cheekiness to you to play footy. But it's been great. So
you haven't had your car moved, because back in the day, I heard Tom Rockliffe used to, you know, move players' cars and what have you as well.
There you go. Well, I haven't had my car moved yet, but I'll have to keep a close eye on that.
And in terms of, you know, growing up, who'd you back for, Lockie? Was it Port or was it Team Victoria?
Yeah, so I was a Essendon supporter growing up, but definitely a Port supporter now.
And why the Bombers?
My dad, he was a big supporter of Essendon. So he obviously saw the golden days of the Essendon back in the 80s, 70s, all that. So I missed that. So I had a bit of a tough run with Essendon. But I'm very, very glad I got off that and on the Port bandwagon now. So that's great.
And is a player that you like to, you know, model your game on as well? I know you were picked up as a small forward. So is there a small forward in the competition or another player that you like to model your game on?
Yeah, so I like to model my game around with Tom Papley in the Sydney Swans. So he's a very electric small forward that loves to get under players' skins, which is something that I love to do as well. And he can also push into the midfield and make an impact there when needed. He might not be the biggest in size, but he definitely throws his everything at it in the midfield. And so I like to model myself. I like to model myself around him, both down forward and on ball.
And what about growing up, Locke, in terms of other sports? Did you play other sports as well as that, or was footy your main focus?
Footy was always my main focus. Played a lot of basketball growing up. Nothing serious. Just with a bunch of mates back home. Loved doing that on a Monday or Friday night, whatever changed, or lots Saturday mornings in the early days. Played a lot of tennis as well. Yeah, in Creswick at Mount Prospect there, the grass court, so. That was good fun and had a couple wins out there, a couple single double championships, so that was unreal. But yeah, they're probably two main sports. Played a bit of cricket, but I never was a massive cricketer, so I just didn't really get back past the Wednesday night cricket when you had two overs and the most two overs are done, you're out. So that's really all I did for cricket. But I love all sports. I appreciate all sports. So,
and you're obviously only a young lad, but. Is there any celebrities throughout your time that you've met and you've been starstruck, Lockie?
Well, definitely coming to club like with the Connor Rosie, Zach Butters, all those boys. That was a bit of a wow moment. But I was a huge fan of Sam Draper growing up, actually. He's a much different player to what I was. But I've actually got a girlfriend that lives back in Melbourne, and she has a place down in Sorrento, if you're familiar with that.
Beautiful spot.
Yeah, it's a nice spot, and a lot of AFL players get around there, and Draper is one of those players that get around there, and I'm always a bit toey when he gets around, so he's a great man. I've never met him, haven't talked to him, haven't had the courage to talk to him yet, but I'm always a massive fan of Draper.
And are you heading over to Taylor Swift, or?
Nah, I'm not. My sister's going to Taylor Swift, actually, so she'll love that, but I'm not going to Taylor Swift. You won't see me alive there.
Not your style of music?
Nah, I love a bit of love story at a party sort of thing, but I couldn't really. They couldn't pay me to go to that, to be honest. So.
And just wanted to finish with Lockie. Again, I know you've only been at Alberton for a short time, but which teammate can you see on reality TV in the future and why?
Jason Orr Francis on it. I reckon he doesn't say much, but from the outside, but from the inside, I reckon he loves a chat, and I reckon I could definitely see him.
On what show you reckon?
Oh, I could see him on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. I reckon he'd thrive on that. He'd probably be the first celebrity to go, but yeah, I could see him on that.
After training, what's your go-to meal? You know, we'll hear stories about players loving smashing a Macca's meal or KFC or something like that. What's yours?
I just love pasta. I come home, I love a bit of pasta. It's easy meal to cook. If not, I love to smack down a couple of toasties or a smoothie, like a mango, banana sort of smoothie. So, nothing like Macca's or anything like that, but that's just something that tastes not too bad and goes down well.
And I spoke to SPP last year, and we've both got a common interest in loving our Weet-Bix, and he's a bit like me, he has it at night time as well. And are you a bit of a Weet-Bix kid as well, or you have something different for your brekkie?
Yeah, I don't really get around Weet-Bix in the morning for breakfast, but at the club we've got a tub of Weet-Bix up in the drawers there, so I tuck into that whenever I can, so have my fair share of wheat bix with a bit of honey on top and a bit of peanut butter now and then as well. So it goes beautiful. Down pretty well.
Love it. Well, Lucky Charleston, you're an absolute legend, mate. We look forward to hopefully catching you down at the club when I'm doing my MC duties down there soon with Port Adelaide, and all the very best for the season 2024.
Nah, thanks so much for having me, Bevo. I really appreciate it.